Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I trust that you're blessed this morning. The Holy Spirit, one of the characteristics of the Holy Spirit is joy. So whenever you approach a word, you got to feel some joy. I mean, God is so good. Anyway, you have tuned in to Firstus Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will change my life. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, I say amen, amen. Do we agree? I guarantee that the Word of God will change your life. If you do what the Word says, it's like this message tonight. This morning, if you apply this message this morning, I guarantee tomorrow night when I'm with you, you'll say, Pastor Jesse, I've changed. I guarantee it. You know why I can guarantee it? I can guarantee that the Word will change your life when you do it. Because Jeremiah 1:12, God says, I hasten my Word to perform it. I watch over my Word. If it's in the Bible, and if it's a direction or instruction from God and you do it, it'll change your life. I guarantee it. It changed my life. It has changed millions of people. The gospel is good tidings of good news, good things. Amen. The Word of God is guaranteed to change your life. If you apply this message this morning, I guarantee it. But when you hear this message, it's not going to be easy. Anyway, this is our Sunday morning service for February 26, 2023. February 26, Sunday morning, 2023. Did I whet your appetite about this message that I said it's not going to be easy? If it was easy, we'd all be doing it. Amen. So again, this is our Sunday morning service for February 26, 2023. And our purpose, our goal in 2023 is kingdom priority. What does priority mean? It's first in order of importance. The name of this ministry, the name of every Christian should be Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, His way of making us right before our Heavenly Father. And first is first. There's no compromising in God's kingdom. In John 6:66, a lot of wannabe disciples came to Jesus. And Jesus was expounding and explaining to him about communion, the Lord's Supper. He said, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you'll have no part of me. And it says in John 6:66 that many walked away from him. And the disciples said, Lord, that's a hard saying. Jesus in John 6:67 said, will you walk away as well? I mean, sometimes people think that the gospel's hard. Look, the gospel's not hard. It's doable. It's a reasonable service. But we have a part to play. We have a part to play. God is in control only when we let Him. Just like the opposite. The devil is in control just what we allow him to do. Just what we allow him to do. So Jesus asked the disciples, will you walk away as well? There's no compromising in God's kingdom. Amen? All right, let's get to the purpose of our Bible question. In February, I asked some Bible questions on Sunday, and on Mondays, I gave you the answer. I didn't get as much participation as I was expecting, but the ones that did participate were excited about it. So the purpose of our Bible question is to refresh our memories, yes, or to increase our knowledge about the Bible. And it's a purpose. It's not just to spend time, but there's a purpose for it, to refresh our memories or to increase our knowledge of the Bible. And again, I'll give you the question on Sunday, and you answer on Mondays when Pastor Rose sends out our Monday Firstus Kingdom Scripture at Instagram. Then on Monday, as Daily Bread, I'll give you the answer. Amen. I want participators, not just spectators. Your participation is what I'm looking for. You don't have to participate, but you get to. Amen? And I'll see what kind of response I get. This is the last Sunday in February, And if it's not a good enough, I'm a bad farmer. If I'm going to plant something, I expect a harvest. So I want participators. If you're not participating, that's all right. We don't have to do this in March. We'll do something else. But the people that are responding, they're excited about it. They enjoy it because it refreshes our memory, or it gives us, amen, it gives us new knowledge about something we didn't know. So anyway, we'll see what happens. Our Bible question this week is found in the New Testament. Our Bible question this week is found in the New Testament. And our question is, who is Jesus' mother? Who is Jesus' mother? Our Daily Bread Scripture for February, the last week of February, is 1 John 5:15. If we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we desire of him. And I gave you a praise report of one of our church members that they wanted to put a stent in her heart, one of the arteries in her heart. And when the doctor in the middle of the procedure said, oh, no, you're not going to need a stent. Well, that's what the person wanted us to agree with. No stent, and the person wanted to be released that same day. I mean, we know God hears us. We get results. We get results here at First His Kingdom, not because of who we are, but because of who He is and because He is faithful to His promises. We seek First His Kingdom above everything else, and that's why He honors our faith, and we get the petitions that we desire. We get results when we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, what's our purpose and our theme this year? In 2023, kingdom priority. Is this doable, church? Can we do this? Matthew 11:30, Jesus said, my yoke is easy. Romans 12:21, Romans 12:1, Romans chapter 12, verse 1. This is our reasonable service. So there's no excuses, amen? Don't miss unexpected blessings. You know the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 were ready and 5 were not. Don't miss unexpected blessings. Romans 7:23, let me read you this. And this is the Apostle Paul, wrote almost two-thirds of the New Testament. And this is what the Apostle Paul wrote to the Roman church, Romans chapter 7, verse 23. He said, something else deep in my lower nature is at war with my mind, and it wins the fight. Did you know that you're in a fight this morning? Yeah, every day our faith is challenged every day. 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight. Fight the good fight. Well, if we're to fight the good fight, then there must be a bad fight, right? Someone said, for years I've been trying to improve myself. I've been trying to do better, trying to be a better person without much success. I hustle God, and I work so hard for something that God already wants to give me. God said, I am your reward. I am the reward you're looking for. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, Genesis 15:1, God said, I am your exceeding great reward. You know, apart from God, we can do nothing. God gives us everything we need to succeed. 2 Peter 1:3. There's no failures in the body of Christ. No sissies, no crybabies, no, oh, poor, pitiful me. God created us to succeed, to win. And 2 Peter 1:3 says He has given us everything. There's no excuse. No excuse. If you wonder why you're under, are you doing what the Word tells us to do? Do you remember the prodigal's brother? Amen. And the story about the prodigal son? Luke 15:31. The prodigal's brother got upset because the father was doing everything. Put a robe on my son, put a ring on his finger, kill the fatted calf. I mean, they had a big celebration. And the prodigal's brother was upset. I mean, I've done everything you wanted me, and I've never so much as had a party with my friends. And in Luke 15:31, The Father said, all I have is yours. All I have is yours. I am all yours. So listen again to the Apostle Paul in Romans 7:23. Something else deep in my lower nature, it makes me a slave to sin that's still in me, in my mind. I want to be God's willing servant, but instead, I'm a slave to sin. Anyone out there ever feel like this? Like you're just unworthy, like you just can't do anything right. You try and you try and you try, and it's just like one step forward and two steps backward. Let me read you 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creature. We talked about the word is guaranteed to change our life, right? In Christ, you are a new creature. Verse 23, it says, my new life tells me to do right, but my old nature that's still in me loves to sin. Who will free me from this lower nature? Verse 24, oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me? Thank God it has been done by Jesus Christ our Lord. He has set me free. Amen. Okay, listen to this. Listen to this. You know, the enemy's a liar. If you're born again, Jesus Christ has forgiven you. And forgiveness is an act of violence. Forgiveness. Today is a day of salvation. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. Amen. Whatever you need today, whatever, salvation, deliverance, you need help in your marriage, with your family, in your job, you need help with your finances. Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, come to me. Come to me. Amen. Come to me. If you're born again, you are the righteousness of God in Christ. And let me give you something that really helped me. You know, God is perfect, but we're imperfect vessels. And he knew from the beginning what Adam and Eve were going to do. He knows everything about you and me. And he knows when we miss it. That's why 1 John 1:9 says for us to ask for forgiveness. But this is what the Lord showed me, and it really helped me. Are you ready? Are you listening? Okay, here we go. I may sin the same sin I used to sin when I was a sinner, but I don't sin the same sin the same way. I don't sin the same sin the same way. I repent. I know my Heavenly Father hates sin. So I repent. I said, Father, forgive me. I missed it. I failed. I didn't listen. I didn't obey. Forgive me. 1 John 1:9. Repent. Repent means to get our head straight. Get our head straight. Forgiveness is an act of violence. Excuse me. If you don't believe that forgiveness is an act of violence, let me ask you, is there someone that offended you, hurt you, did something mean? I mean, hurt you. Was it easy for you to forgive him? Have you forgiven him? I hope you've forgiven him. I hope you forgive that person. Don't ever hold on to any unforgiveness. Mark 11:25, Jesus said, if you forgive, your Father in heaven will forgive you. But if you don't forgive, your Father in heaven will not forgive you. That's why forgiveness is an act of violence. I mean, if it was easy, everybody'd be walking in love. Nobody'd get offended. We wouldn't have to forgive anybody. But we offend each other. We disappoint people daily. All of us. John 8:36 says, if the Son sets you free, yes, Lord. Yes. Our new life tells us to do right, but our old nature loves to sin. John 10:10, Jesus said, the enemy comes. The enemy comes to steal anything that God can use to change you for the better. Excuse me, I'm sorry about that. The devil wants to steal anything God can use to change you for the better. Amen. You are either free or you're a slave to sin. Amen. There's no such thing as I'm a little pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant with Jesus. You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant. Do you get it? You're either saved or you're a slave. One or the other. You can't be half and half. In my mind, I want to be God's willing servant. But instead, I'm a slave to sin. That's what the Apostle John is saying. That's why John 8:36, it says, if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. Jesus isn't going to come back and deliver you twice. He's done it already on the cross. Amen. If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Amen. 2023 is our year to get our hearts right. 2023 is our year to get our life right. 2023, kingdom priority for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. It's a violent act. And it alters. It changes our lives. Not just for the better, but forever. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. We exhort you by the Lord Jesus, you ought to walk and please God, so that you would abound more and more. This is our year of abundance. If we seek first the kingdom of God, all the things that the world seeks after will be added onto us. Amen? Has a thief been stealing from you this morning? Are you giving the enemy an opening to do it? We're told to resist the devil and he'll flee from us. But first it says, submit yourself to God. Has the devil noticed God's changes in you? Does he notice? I mean, if he notices a change in you, he's going to resist. He's going to go find somebody else that's weak. 2 Corinthians 9:8. 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able. He is able to make all grace abound to you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, that you may abound to every good work. What's the good work that God is requiring from us since January this year, 2023? What's the good work? Seek first the kingdom of God. Is it doable, church? Yes, it's doable. That we may abound in every good work. Abound means to have great, plenty, more than enough, and be filled now. 2023 is my year. To do what, church? To seek first his kingdom. Amen. We don't understand the true nature of forgiveness. I mean, it's not easy to forgive somebody that's hurt you. But here's the key, and here's the biggest revelation about forgiveness. It's not so much for the person that you're forgiving as it is for you that has forgiven. Forgiveness is not a passive action. It's an aggressive force. Amen. Forgiveness is not a weak thing. It takes guts. Forgiveness alters and changes your life forever. I told you this was not going to be an easy thing to do. Amen? But if you do it, if you forgive whoever's offended you, guess what? You will be at peace with God. It's more for you, the forgiver, than it is for the person that's being forgiven. John 10:10, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal what? Anything God may use to change you. Galatians 5:23, the fruit of the Spirit is gentleness. One translation says self-control. If you don't know, it takes guts to forgive. If you don't know that it takes guts to forgive, you don't understand the nature of forgiveness. Amen. Proverbs 29:11, a wise person keeps themselves under control. Forgiveness changes our life for the better. It's a new war strategy. It's a new strategy for war. Exodus 15:3. Our God, our Lord, is a man of war. He fights for us. He's always working behind the scenes. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost and to destroy the works of the devil. Forgiveness is an aggressive force. Amen. 1 Timothy 6:12. Again, I'll repeat this. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen? Carnal, there's a lot of carnal Christians that believe they're fighting the good fight. And they wonder what's going on. How come? I wonder why I'm under. James 1:22 gives us the answer. If you're not a doer, like I said, this message is guaranteed to change your life. But if you still hold on to unforgiveness, you're not going to change. James 1:22, if you're not a doer, you're self-deceived. You're fighting a bad fight. You're fighting the wrong fight. That's why you're not getting ahead. Our fight is not with our spouses, our husbands, our wives. Our fight is not with our children, with our parents, our friends. Listen, our fight is not with a Pastor Jesse. Ephesians 6:12, it says evil motivates people to do evil. The devil and the ones that he rules are the ones that motivate Christians that allow him, give him the permission. We need to understand the violent nature of forgiveness. Amen. We're at war. We're at war, and our weapons are not carnal. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:10, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. How are we going to be strong in the Lord? By responding to his word. That's why I said it's guaranteed. This message is guaranteed. If you respond to this message, I guarantee you, Monday, you'll text Pastor Rose and say, I'm a different person. I have forgiven so-and-so that offended me, that hurt me, and I'm a different person. Be strong in the Lord by responding to his word, by responding to his anointing, the presence of the Holy Spirit, and put on the whole armor of God, the spiritual armor. Now listen, I recommend that you pray. If right now the Holy Spirit brings somebody that hurt or offended you, that caused you pain and suffering, pray and say, Lord, what do you want me to do? If that person, if the Lord wants you to ask for forgiveness, ask for forgiveness. If that person's already gone and they died and they're not around, then you release him. Say, I release him, I forgive him. You know, and respond to God's word, whatever God tells you in prayer. We went through the steps of prayer to keep it simple, keep it short, be sincere. You go back and read those things and review those. But be strong in the Lord, respond to his word, and respond to his anointing, the Holy Spirit. Let me give you God's emergency number. If you have an emergency, call God on 484-797-4883. All the power of heaven is at our calling. Forgiveness opposes anything after an offense. Forgiveness opposes anything after any offense. Did you get God's emergency number? The devil wants any offense to produce anger, strife, resentment, envy, even murder. Just listen to the news. I mean, every day it's just getting worse and worse. No, never mind. Don't even listen to the news. Just take my word for it. Where there's envy and strife, James 3:16, where there's envy and strife, there is confusion and every evil work. And God is not the author of confusion. Amen. When we forgive, it's a violent act, but when we do it, it protects our lives from the devil's plan after the offense. Oh, church, we have been forgiven. Let's forgive. Amen. Today's Bible question, and the purpose is, again, to refresh our memories or to increase our knowledge of the Bible. Our Bible question this week is found in the New Testament, and our question is, who? Who is Jesus' mother? Amen. Who is Jesus' mother? What's FHK's theme for this year? Kingdom priority. Now, to all our faithful listeners, our anointed mission partners, I pray that our Lord Jesus bless you as you live this year, allowing God's kingdom to be your first priority. May you sense the Holy Spirit's presence always near you, and may Jesus' peace bring you everlasting comfort in your relationship with our Father God. He loves you and he cares for you this morning. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Heavenly Father. I decree, I declare, and I prophesy divine blessings of health, wealth, and above all things, Father, soul prosperity on your people. I declare this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I will be with you tomorrow night. And we'll look at the four steps to forgiveness. Amen. Tomorrow night, four steps to forgiveness. Jesus, you, and first his kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You should never, never be alone. Jesus, you, and FHK, I'll see you tomorrow night. Have a blessed Sunday. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And again, I want to reiterate, I hate to be redundant, but if you listen to this message, and if you do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do, you'll never be the same. Jesus will set you free, and if he sets you free, you're free indeed. God bless you. Have a blessed Sunday.